Welcome to the Future.Bible podcast, where you'll hear profiles of individuals and Bible-inspired organizations making a difference in the digital world. In each episode, we'll bring you stories of innovation, advancement, and real-life change. Are you ready? Let's get to today's episode.
Hey, everybody. It is that time again. Kenny Jang here with DJ Chuang, Future.Bible podcast guys. And we're doing something different for this episode. We decided to have a little bit of risk and opened up a Zoom room because we've all got the Zoomies during COVID-19. And we invited a bunch of people and see what happens. We're broadcasting this live on Facebook, and we opened an invitation to a bunch of people. And there is one gentleman that has we got to characterize him, DJ, as gutsy out of the gate because he blindly clicked on the link and didn't know what he was going to get at the other end of the tunnel. Welcome, Chris. How you doing, Chris?
Thanks, Kenny. I'm doing great. I don't know if it's guts or foolishness, but I decided to give it a shot. You guys look friendly enough, and I love what you're talking about. So let's talk about Bible and technology. I'm in. That's a conversation I want to be part of.
Absolutely. So that's one of the missions that we have with this podcast and all the things that we're doing with Future.Bible. We think there aren't enough conversation points or convening venues that do that. And there's a lot of people that are involved with Bible innovation and engagement, et cetera. So why don't we just get to know each other first and tell us a little bit about basically who you are, what you do, what your role is, what organization you're with. We'd love to learn a little bit about your neck of the woods. And first of all, we said this in the pre-show before I hit record, but if there is a place for shame in the church world, this might be it, right? So where are you logging in from today, Chris?
I'm logging in from sunny Southern California. We're a little bit stuck indoors, but the weather's really getting nice.
What's the temperature like today?
It's a blistering 75 about. I'm looking at palm trees and blue skies and I'm stuck here inside of my studio. But
stuff
spoiled.
I'm reporting from New Jersey, right outside of New York City, and we just got an alert that there's going to be hail coming in for the next 24 hours. So if there's a place for no sympathy in this kingdom, this might be it, Chris. This might be it, at least on my side of the microphone.
Well, Kenny, you're outnumbered. I'm in Orange County as well. I'm about 30 minutes south of Chris.
Yes, there's something.
I'm a little more bundled up, as you can see.
There's something wrong with the geography.
I don't think it's much cooler there for DJ.
So let's get right to it. So what organization are you with and what you're doing? What are you trying to accomplish there?
So I work with Through the Word. Through the Word is a Bible app. We've got our goal is to equip the world to read the Bible, understand it, apply it, and make it a habit. At the heart of it, Through the Word is an audio guide to the Bible. In the same kind of sense of what you get when you walk into a museum and you walk through the museum, and if you have no idea what you're looking at, you're just a tourist checking it out, you go get the audio guide. You get the headphones, and then you get a friendly voice that walks you around and explains what's going on, what's important about it, gives you a little context, and guides you through it. Well, we have pastors who do that for the Bible, one chapter at a time, about 8 or 9 minutes through each chapter. We've got an audio guide for all 1,189 chapters in the Bible. And we invite people to join us on that journey. We've been at it for about 10 years. It was a big crazy idea back in 2010 that me and a good friend Ryan McCarter had that idea, got started on it, and we've been moving forward, recording, reaching more people with it. We've been working on it as an app for years now. We're also on the YouVersion Bible app, great partnership with folks at YouVersion, and we got a podcast that runs. So at the beginning of this year, we were at there's a website. Each year we've increased our audience by about 75% year after year consistently. So we ended last year at about 27,000 daily listens. Just updated our numbers, and our listenership has really spiked up during the coronavirus, especially a lot of folks looking for our Revelation Explained plan over. a lot. We get a huge spike in March. Help people want answers. They want a clear explanation. It's a hard book to understand without a little help. So our numbers are now just hit 35,000 listens every day all around the world. And that's it in a quick nutshell. But that's a look right there at what our app looks like there on our webpage. Webpage is throughtheword.org. So anybody can go check that out for free.
I love that. So you're, so each episode's about 10 minutes.
Yep.
And then what do you literally accomplish during those 10 minutes? Are you literally reading just the scripture, or is there commentary with it?
It's kind of like a mini sermon. We call it audio guide in that the heart of it is walking you through the heart of that scripture. There is primarily an explanation of what you're reading. But we do it with sort of the sense of somebody walking along through it with you. It's a pastor who is seasoned at Bible teaching, but it's different from listening to a sermon from a pulpit. It's more like getting to sit down with that teacher and have them see you in the car as you're driving, or over coffee as you sit and look at the word. And we'll read some of the verses, but really we'll walk you through the heart of the story. Give a little context so you can connect it with the rest of the Bible. Share a little bit of personal story of how it may have been a part of our life personally. Give a little application, but it's a teaching primarily with the heart of understanding. But it is never intended to replace the Bible. At the end of most of the episodes, there's an encouragement. Now read that chapter for yourself. We want to give not an explanation of every verse. That would be a very long daily audio guide. Most folks don't want to spend a couple hours a day listening. It's just short. I always explain it. I explain it to the other teachers. I want you to give the reader the keys so they can open the door to that chapter, and now they can go explore with some understanding.
So I think this is providential for you to pop in here today, because honestly, one of the things I've been talking about with me and my kids, I've got two kids that I'm trying to disciple as well, is I want them to read this book. So I don't know if you've ever seen this book.
Hey.
But this book I'm putting up under the camera is reading from Genesis to Revelation in 7 minutes a day. And so it's a really big book. It's ominous. Podcast or some other audio consumption device would be fantastic in a bite-sized piece where you don't have to commit to an hour a day or something, especially with the kids. And in this coronavirus time, we're doing I hit 15,000 steps yesterday, taking two walks a day, trying to get out, right? Out in the balcony.
Walking out into the hail.
maybe not in the hail tomorrow. But but having an audio podcast like that would be fantastic. And so I love what you're doing. I think it's super practical. And I'm just saying that the use case, the impetus for that is already out. It's like I personally I'm thinking and wanting that, and you already are providing that solution. I love it. I love it.
Good. Yeah, there's a lot of, I explain it pretty simply. There's a lot of strategy in that went into the thinking of how to do this well. It was actually when we first got started and we're just stirring up ideas, I had been writing guides for my students. I was a youth pastor, and I looked and looked for content that would simply explain the Bible passages to my students. There were a lot of teen materials out there from a variety of great resources in youth ministry, but this one thing, just explain the Bible, what it says. And I looked at teen Bibles, and there were so many, they were all devotionally based, which is nothing wrong with devotionally based, but it doesn't help you simply read and understand the scriptures. And as we were cooking up the ideas for this, I started writing the guides, and then somebody suggested, why don't you do audio? I said, yeah, I like audio. I actually do most of my own study listening to MP3 sermons back then on my iPod. And I said, yeah, I was thinking I'd put my sermons onto a podcast or something like that. And a young guy said to me, no, don't do sermons. Everybody does their sermons. Do 10 minutes. And that one little seed of an idea really kind of took root. And it was soon after that we found American Bible Society had put together a State of the Bible in America. Yep. And what it showed was really fascinating. It matched my observations, but it was fascinating to see this was true across America, that about 2 out of 3 people want to read the Bible more. And they gave 2 reasons why they don't. Number one was they don't have time. Understand that. particularly here in America, but that's true in many places around the world. And two, they don't understand. So these two simple problems, these two roadblocks hold back 200 million Americans, two out of three people, from reading more Bible. If we could solve two problems, yeah, we have an in. People already want it. Well, I don't have to talk them into reading the Bible. I just have to help them see we've solved your problems. It's fast. It's audio, so you can multitask, and that's huge. Audio really makes a big difference compared to, even though video is very popular, audio is easier to commit to doing every day.
Yeah.
And so we get a lot of people who say, I listen to you on the way to work. Me and the kids listen on the way to school. While I'm making breakfast, it's my routine, and that's the goal for us. We want to strategically fit ourselves into the daily routine of people listening. And we make it short so that we have a saying, if you respect their time today, they'll give you more time tomorrow. So literally every time I write one of the audio guides, I hold myself back. I trim and I take out good content, knowing if I take it out today, then they're also going to listen to me tomorrow.
Yeah.
Hey, I have two or three comments.
Yeah,
go for it. I may ask. I love the color of your logo, first of all. So I'm not sure what inspired that, but I'm a fan of orange, and I'm glad you found a beautiful logo right from the beginning.
We did.
And then secondly, I love the audio approach, because faith comes by hearing. So you're literally stepping into that, and God spoke the word into creation. So there's things that happen to us when we hear the word and not just read the word. And it's an engaging content that you can consume without using your eyes. We are in this coronavirus quarantine time, we are experiencing so much screen fatigue.
Yes.
And I just picked up my phone and listened to a few more podcasts for hours the other day, and it just felt so soothing. And I can't wait to get more of the word into me that goes beyond just reading the text. So really appreciate what you're doing. Thank you.
Yeah, there's audio is an interesting medium to work in. And you're right, it's biblical. Faith comes by hearing. But there are things that audio allows for that video does not. In terms of the user, it allows them to multitask, and that's a very big deal. That's the reason that I consume most of my biblical content. I consume doing audio because I'm usually walking the dog or doing the laundry or I'm getting something done, but I want to make better use of that time. I think that's a lot of people. But there's also audio allows so much for the imagination, and it's a good fit for Bible content to listen as you go. And I think I remember fondly listening to audiobooks as a kid. And when an audiobook is really done well, there's just something that draws you into another world and opens up your imagination. And most of us raising Christian kids are, spent time listening to Adventures in Odyssey and the other audio while on long drives. We listened a lot. We took a lot of family trips, and we always got an audiobook to go with it. And there's something powerful about that medium. It doesn't have the same catch their attention that video does. There are things that video allows you to hit somebody. If I post an audio onto a social media page, it doesn't flash in their face and catch them. And so we do produce some video for that purpose, to hook them in. But at the heart of what we're doing is I want to meet them every day. And if they know they're getting quality, there's something great about just setting with audio and just listening in. And there's something special about headphones. The one of our other strategies, our core philosophies, is headphones are better than megaphones. There's a sort of a philosophy of thinking that a lot of Christian ministries seem to have, that if we just use a big enough megaphone to broadcast to a lot of people, well, most folks now have learned to avoid the megaphones because it feels like advertising. It feels like information forced on me. But if you watch a person when they put their earbuds or their AirPods in, if you watch there's kind of a routine that happens if they're in a busy public space, when those exist again, you watch somebody in a subway station as they're kind of getting ready for their commute time. They'll put in their earbuds, and they're kind of creating a sanctuary. They're creating a holy space, a place set apart from all the madness around them. And whatever is in there is personal. For some, it's music. For others, it's a podcast. Whatever it is, they're creating a personal sanctuary to spend some time there. And even as they do that, you know, they might not understand the concept of holy, but for a lot of secular people, that's the closest they get to holy that there is. It's set apart space, and it's personal. Studies have been done showing that people are more likely to trust information that they have chosen on their phone, that they've taken in through their phone, than something on a television, because it's chosen, it's personal.
Yes.
And so if somebody is allowing us the honor to enter that space, and we can bring the word of God into that space, it's going to connect in a more powerful way.
Absolutely.
So yeah, I mean, you're literally getting into people's head.
Yeah.
I love that.
And heart, head and heart.
So Chris,
letting down to the garden.
I noticed on the app that it's completely free. You don't need a credit card to sign up. You just need an email and password. I just set up an account myself. I downloaded a set of accounts and really excited.
Hey, it's that easy.
What is your business model?
So we had this crazy idea to put a whole bunch of work in from the beginning and never charge any money and never take any advertisements. So that's our working business model, is to charge money for nothing. I actually was, we did a lot of debate, you know, internally and talking amongst ourselves early on. And the main reasoning behind no ads was that the one thing we're creating is a devotional space. This is a time with God. And advertising in itself is made to distract you from that, to pull you away from whatever you're doing. That's what advertising is. And I know that I certainly understand those the Bible apps and websites that have advertising. I'm not complaining against them. This was a decision for us, but I have experience. I find something on a Bible app and I like their layout, but then there's a flashing in my face that's made to pull me away from it. I find myself hiding it, and we simply didn't want to do that. So our model is entirely donation based. Everything that comes in by donation. And even at that, we advertise the, you know, at the end of most of the studies, it will say we're listener supported. So thanks for giving. But we also will regularly tell people, we want to say, if you're just checking this out, I'll say we're free and we mean that. There's no strings and no guilt trips attached. We are genuinely free. If anyone wants to check out the app, it's 100% free. It doesn't cost me more for more people to try it. And those who are benefiting from it, who are getting value, have a heart to give, and people do. And it was, it was a slow growing for some time to get ourselves supported. And God happened to give us the idea when I was at a church plant in Mississippi that had been hit by Hurricane Katrina, and we really didn't have funding. So this was I called it pulling ourselves up by the bootstraps when we couldn't afford bootstraps. But God got us through and kept us going. And now the model is faithfully working and running well. We didn't start with a donor base, but we just got started. And you know, the amazing thing is in the mobile world, you don't have to build radio towers to launch your first broadcast. We did have to invest in creating the app itself. And so we laid down some money to get that going, but we're faithfully donor supported, and people give because it's benefited them so much. But as they give, they also have this freedom. They can give it away to all their friends and not feel like, well, it's going to cost you to get started, or you're going to feel like, you know, they're pulling some money. We're very careful to make sure people know
that's great.
Our heart, and they appreciate that. It means a lot.
Now, being associated with a lot of nonprofits and a lot of passion projects and a lot of donor funded projects, I'll be the one, the third party outside, to give the ask here. If someone were moved to discover you today and wanted to give today, and it's available on the website, there's a hamburger menu, you can actually donate online, as I see, at throughtheword.org. What would the next incremental money? So if I'm donating today, what is the need that you are looking for funding for someone to donate? So if someone wants to donate today, what are they enabling? What's part of the dream that they can actually help be a part of the story as you go forward right now?
Well, thanks for asking that question. That's very, very thoughtful of you. I think every pastor deals with the tug between, like, do I ask for money? How right. That's the right way to do it. I've never been great with that. But I absolutely genuine in saying that we give it away for free, and we mean that. But those who want to support it are those who have the same heart we do, that they want to get the word to others. So there is there's a number of things that we're doing. We're continuing to record original audio guides for every chapter in the Bible, and each of those costs us about $150 to sponsor a chapter of the Bible. Now, as people have given that much, $150 at a time, we continue recording through chapters of the Bible. This year, our goal is to complete the New Testament. Now, we have audio guides for every chapter currently on the app, but many of those were borrowed from sermons. And while they're great, they're not really the through the word style we want, which is one of us sits down with a microphone and gets next to somebody and really just covers that chapter and walks them through it. So we're recording now through the book of John, and next up I'll be in Hebrews. Meanwhile, some of our other pastors are in recording through the Old Testament. They're going through 1st and 2nd Chronicles now. So $150 for each chapter gets us through that. On a much larger scale, on a much larger vision, we are looking to translate what we've accomplished in our English audio guides. And just to give some perspective here of what is possible as we work online with just a little bit of giving, each year we calculate how much money came in and how many minutes were spent in the Bible, and pretty consistently every $100 donated to the ministry enables about 40,000 minutes of Bible engagement.
Wow.
Because the cost of multiplying is simply so low. You know, there's that initial investment we put in, but as we've gotten there, now people are spreading, and it's growing exponentially. So 40,000 minutes for every $100. But the next big step is doing the same thing we're doing in English to do that in more languages. We started up conversations with a number of ministries in other languages that want to see this happen in Russian, in Spanish, in Norwegian, we were approached, and in many languages. We've taken little baby steps, and we've got plans on YouVersion that are in Arabic, Spanish, Korean, Mandarin, and each of those steps is a little step, but this one is a larger, there's a much bigger barrier to entry. We essentially have to not completely start over. We've got the app, we've got the plan, we've got all the strategy, but in terms of recording, we've got to establish a bigger project and a methodology, how we're going to partner up and know that this will be taken care of well in each language as we hand it over to a ministry that we can trust and train them how to record quality audio, the heart, the grace that needs to come across in it, and all of that. So that's the larger project. For that, we're working on raising about $500,000 to really get this going. So that's obviously the much bigger. We can keep going in what we're doing in small increments. Those are the smaller donations coming in, but the collecting for more and starting to just multiply the whole thing and hand it over to other ministries is going to be a much larger project.
Well, that is fantastic. Well, I am thrilled to really dig into this app, and I want to find out which chapters of the Bible still need sponsorship, because there's certain ones that I'm particularly interested in. So if I'm able to designate my sponsorship, that would be an extra bonus for me.
Oh, and that's a great idea. We have thought about doing that. Early on, I was able to manage that for a little while to give specific, and I thought about going back to that. But yeah, if you've got some favorite Bible chapters, you can certainly ask me, and I can connect you with that. We'll have the New Testament finished this year. We're finishing out 1 Corinthians, John, Hebrews, and in the Old Testament, working to finish out the history books with the books of Chronicles. Then in the next year, we'll be working into the wisdom books, and the prophets will be our next big challenge.
Amazing. Amazing. And I just noticed that you're launching a new podcast also about the
We've got a couple of podcasts. So the podcast, if somebody can't get our app, is called The Bible Audio Guide. So the Bible Audio Guide is the same content. And we've got another podcast called The Soul Podcast, S-O-L-E. That's testimonies. That's the power of people's stories. And it's more of an interview-like style of what we're doing here.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Chris, It's been a thrill for us to chat with you and to learn more about this app. I can't wait to get more into it. I've heard of it, but I haven't literally heard it. So
well, my apologies. It's free.
No, I just downloaded it, installed it, got an account, and I will definitely listen today and every day, however long it takes me to finish the New Testament, and find out where the gaps are and jump into support you and cheer you on. So thank you, Chris, for joining the Future.Bible, the very first live recording of a Future.Bible podcast. So no one else will ever be first. You are the first.
I'm honored.
So thank you.
I'm honored to be.
And
the first
it was
one.
An amazing one. You set the bar high, Chris. You set the bar very high.
All right.
You're gonna. If someone wants to reach out to you, what's the best way for them to do that?
Hey, you can. People can reach out to Through the Word at help@throughtheword.org. help@throughtheword.org. Of course, you can hit us up on social media. Just look for Through the Word on Facebook or Instagram, and you can connect with us there. If it's for me personally, you send it to help@throughtheword.org. They'll forward it right to me. It's actually my wife, Andrea, who will be responding to your email there. But if it's for me, she forwards it all to me. So I'll take a look.
Good shout out to the wife. We hit our hard stop. We got to cut our recording. And we'll see you next week on Future.Bible Podcast Live.
Thank you for joining us today. If you enjoyed today's session, please help us share this podcast with your friends, colleagues, and family members. You can do that by leaving a review on iTunes or by sharing our website, www.future.bible, with your network. Don't forget to join us next week for the next episode of the Future.Bible podcast.